Typically, the fourth quarter of the federal fiscal year is a race for agencies to spend the rest of their money before it expires. But 2013 is no typical year. What with employee furloughs, budget cuts under sequestration, and an overall malaise around spending, solicitations and awards have been slowed considerably. But that's why federal contractors are betting, or should I say praying, for some normalcy to return to agency spending. Analysis of federal spending by Gavini, a government market research firm, found the number of RFPs are up by 28% in 2013 as compared to 2012. Jeff Selhar is the Vice President for Research and Analytics for Gavini. He says each successive quarter in 2013 has seen an increase in RFP activity, which means eventually agencies will have to make a decision and an award of the contract. And that's why many vendors have high hopes for an acquisition rebound in August and September. Paul Fernandes is the president of STG, a mid-tiered IT services company.
There's this giant rumor out there that many of the government customers have overcorrected for sequestration. So there's going to be a lot of money that they have to get on contract in this last quarter of their fiscal year. And we're seeing some pickup in activity, but we expect to see even more of that. And task order contracts are becoming a very popular way for customers to move money quickly and award contracts very quickly.
Fernandes says STG is preparing for the onslaught of RFPs.
Across the board, we're gearing up to write more proposals. We just interviewed a couple of people here in my office, a couple of companies that help support the proposal writing efforts. And so we brought them in and are looking to partner with them because we are expecting increased proposal activity over the next several months. And we know that you can only get so much out of your existing staff. Whether you cancel their vacations or not, they still only can be productive for so much time.
Chris Romani is the president of Integrity, a small business providing acquisition and management consulting services. He isn't canceling vacations either, but does expect a busier end of the summer.
We believe it's going to be a feeding frenzy, a busy fourth quarter. We look at the funding profiles of our targeted agencies, which were part of our strategic plan, and we see that they have a lot of mission needs, and we see that they have a lot of unobligated funds. So we believe it's going to be a busy fourth quarter. You know, it basically started for us a couple months ago and has just not let up. Definitely a lot of RFPs and RFQs. We invest heavily here in business development and recruiting. But we're actually having to make trade-off analyses on the opportunities we're pursuing right now. We're having to look at such things as their fit to the strategic plan and percentage of win and things like that. I guess it's a good position to be in. We're having to make trade-off analyses on how much you can push through the pipe.
But the spending spree may not be business as usual, as there's less overall money. And agencies are looking at whether they can move money to reduce employee furloughs. Harold Ura is the president of Alliance Solutions, a consultancy that helps product vendors with business development and strategic planning. He says his clients expect an uptick in spending this summer.
Last year, if you had $100 of spend and they spent $90, they would still spend the $100. This year, we're seeing if it's $100 of spend, it was down to $80 that they need to buy product for or services. And what we're seeing is that, yes, there's going to be some money left over from the end of the year. I don't think it's going to be like in years past where they're just going to buy anything. I think there's a priority list that the government has set up. And as they're going through the sweeps for the end of the year, I think they're really prioritizing where they're going to spend the money. It's not going to be just let's buy something to buy something.
Bob Lowfield is president of Lowfield Consulting, which helps vendors do business development and capture management. He, too, is optimistic as he examined the number of pending RFPs that are out there.
It will flow at higher rates, maybe 50 or more RFPs per month as we clear through that backlog. So the deficit that was created in the first half of the year, I believe, will show up as a bubble in the second half.
But there is a reason why this pipeline that Lowfield talks about is filled. One agency CFO who requested anonymity because they didn't get permission to speak to the media says they are holding weekly meetings to ensure program officers aren't spending too much or too little money. The CFO says with employee furloughs taking place, the offices don't want to end up with a surplus on September 30th that could have supported employees not having to take a day without pay. There are some doubters to the big fourth quarter spending spree rumor. A federal news radio survey of almost 700 vendors found 51% of all respondents disagreed with this statement. I expect the fourth quarter of the current federal fiscal year to be busier with contract bids and awards than previous years. 31%, however, agreed or somewhat agreed with that statement. Now, part of the reason for this pessimism among respondents may be the perception that agencies issued fewer RFPs this year. 65% of the vendors say there's been a decrease in RFPs, and 27% say that decrease was more than 30% as compared to last year. Several companies and consultants say contractors did a good job preparing for sequestration in 2013, and its impact has been minimal. Now they're more concerned about 2014 and beyond. Diana Gowan is the Senior Vice President and General Manager for Public Sector at CenturyLink. Gowan says orders from the Defense Department have slowed, but she's seen no real difference on the civilian side this year. Gowan says going into 2014 and beyond opens the door to more questions.
I think it's too early to tell, but I'll tell you this. I believe that going into 2014 and into the government's fiscal 2014, we're going to have more sequestration. We're going to have a continuing resolution. We are not going to see the end of no budgets and sequestration. So I think that the pain is going to be felt more and more in the future.
She says the government will have fewer dollars to spend and fewer people to spend it, and vendors need to be more creative.
I think those of us who can come up with solutions for government problems with contract vehicles that are already in existence, and I think that's key. I think it won't be a bonanza, but I believe it won't be as terrible as it could be. And we all have to be a lot bolder in presenting those to our government compatriots.
STG's Fernandes also is becoming more creative internally as the company prepares for 2014.
We're doing a little different kind because, you know, our business developers in general are focused on the long range things, and we're having to bring them back in a little bit to get a little bit closer to the near term just to help us across the board. Same with our capture managers. Typically, if they'll focus 12, 18 months out. But now we're not getting that kind of lead time on some of these other opportunities. So everybody's, you know, heads down and focusing on the opportunities that are closest to the door.
Trey Hodgkins is the Senior Vice President of the Global Public Sector for Tech America, an industry association. He says his member companies recognize the downward trend in the out years if sequestration continues.
Because of the way many contracts are obligated for multiple years, those were not impacted initially by sequestration. And it's going to be, as those contracts begin to come up for renewal or exercise options to continue the activity or even recompetes, that's when companies and the government are going to have to start making adjustments. We're seeing some of that, but the expectation is that the 14 and 15 timeframe is when we're going to really see an uptick in this downward trend line of what is actually available to obligate and then the reaction by the government.
Hodgkin says the agency's reaction could be to recompete the contract in order to get a lower price, ask the vendors to restructure the contract, or any number of other ways to save money. Additionally, the fiscal challenges in Congress with another debt limit debate expected, as well as the 2014 budget battle, adds more uncertainty on both sides of the acquisition process. And all of that leads to what many are calling the new normal of federal contracting. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.